Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about why laptops are the best machine for web developers. Now, I just want to start off by apologizing. I do have a bit of a cold at the moment, so hopefully it's not coming across too bad in this episode. Now, the reason why I decided to do this episode was, well, actually, I recorded this a long time ago when I first started the podcast, and I didn't quite feel right, and I wasn't happy with how it was produced and how it came out, just from myself personally. So I kind of, just trashed it for a while, and recently I moved house, and the apparent reasons for why having a laptop certainly makes life a lot easier. Now, I am actually remote, at least most of the time. I spend a couple of days in the office and the rest of the time is remote. So there is a little disclaimer there. But essentially, the portability is probably the biggest thing about having the laptop. Essentially, as developers, we do tend to move around a bit. So whether we're in an office, outside of an office, working remote, or freelancing at home. So they're kind of a few places where you can move to and fro from. But the main thing with that is you'll find, at least even if you do work in an office, a lot more businesses are doing bring your own gear. And so generally you may want to bring your own machine. Now, bringing an iMac to and from work or a desktop, I'm trying to keep this as far away from Apple as possible, but I'm an Apple user. But if you're bringing a desktop to and from work, it's really difficult. So having a laptop is really, really simple. But also having a laptop too, even if you are in an office environment, you can move to other places in the office. So whether you're at your desk, you might have couches or something in the office, you might have another place where you go where it's a bit quieter, or you might need to go into a meeting and you may need some way to display something for them. Having a laptop is a great option for that. But working remote, it really gives you a huge door opening to where you can go, even if you work from home. So I primarily work from home. A lot of remote developers will go to co-working spaces or cafes or things like that. But I generally stick home, and primarily I'm at my desk. And I will say I do tether to two external displays in a clamshell mode with the laptop. But I can freely move around the house. So if I wanted to go and sit on a couch or sit out on the deck, or if I wanted to go and sit out in the backyard in the sun or something like that, I can do that. There's no need for me to be tethered to anything. It's easy. I just pick it up and off I go. So having that portability is really nice. Say if you decide that you're going to go to a conference or a camp or even just a business trip, having a laptop, you can just take that on the flight, no worries. You can still continue working on that flight, and life's great. But one of the things that people kind of like, oh, well, that's all right, but I really need the external displays, you can still have them. So I've got two external displays, as I said previously, at home here, which I hook up to 90% of the time. And in the office, I hook up with the laptop to just a single large display. It's a cinema display, and use that. So it doesn't mean you, just because you have a laptop that may have a 13-inch, 15-inch kind of screen, that you are restricted to that. You can extend it if you need to. And that kind of brings up another point. Well, you know, you got a laptop, and you're getting all these external displays that takes up a lot of room. If you do need a little bit more screen real estate, there are other options as well without going to a full screen. Now, disclaimer, these are Mac applications and stuff that I've used. I couldn't comment on the Android market or anything like that. But there's an app called Duet, which is at duetdisplay.com. And that allows you to essentially hook it up. I think the app's free, but to have the Mac part of the equation, it is paid, but it's a pretty small fee. And essentially what that does is it extends your display. It becomes an external monitor from your tablet or your phone. Now, these being Mac-based, they are iOS apps, and they are actually on Apple devices, so an iPad and an iPhone. And that's great. You know, it works really well. I'm surprised, you know, there's no real delay or lag when your mouse goes over there. It acts just like you've plugged into an external monitor. Now, if you don't have a stand, there actually is a thing called a Mountie at tenondesign.com/mountie.php. I'll leave some show notes. Essentially, all it does is it clips onto any side of your laptop. Now, this obviously, again, being an Apple device, hooks on there, and you can hook your iPad to the display, and it just gives you that extra screen real estate, and it sits there nice. You can kind of position it where you want, no need for a stand. And it's great, so you could use it for, so you might have your chat. So we use Slack quite a lot. I can have Slack over there on either side of my screen. Or you might have, if you're a designer, you might have like your layer palettes and all that kind of stuff in that display, and then have all that screen real estate on your 15, 13-inch machine to then play around with. You don't have to worry about all your tools. There's a whole lot of options you can do. You could even watch video or conferences going on, like Environments for Humans conference while you're working, and have that up on a display. There's a lot of things you can do there to get that extra screen real estate. Now, screen real estate is not the only thing. Another massive thing is power. So there's been times where, even in an office environment, the power has gone out. Now, everyone can't work and we might have deadlines. Well, got a laptop, that's fine. I can keep going for at least another 2-3 hours, sometimes even more, depending on how much resources my machine is using. So that makes a huge, huge difference there. So there's no worry about power going out. The other thing too is the lack of cables. I do know, even yes, with like iMacs and a lot of your all-in-one machines, there are limited cables these days, but I don't have to worry. There's one connection essentially that I need, and that's it. And that's kind of the bare minimum. I don't even really need that though. So I can be cableless. I don't have to anything tying me to that machine or tie me to a single spot. Now, you might be thinking, well, that works fine, but I work just at home, you know, but I always tend to think of, as developers, we do move around a lot. So you got to be thinking, even though you might not work remote, you do move around a lot. So it's kind of getting the thought that you are remote. So whether you're freelancing or whatnot, you're going to be having multiple machines, keeping that environment in sync, even with tools like .files and stuff like that. It gets tricky if you have multiple machines. You want to keep everything working exactly the same. So having that single machine that you can take everywhere just simplifies that. There's no real worries about what you have to do. It's just there. It's done. It's good to go. So that's essentially my thoughts on why they are the best machine. Now, yes, there are some great pros to desktops. You know, they're a lot cheaper, that's for sure. But I still think that there's no real need for it. There's so many options to go to external displays. At least also with the Macs, I forgot about, there's your AirPlay or whatever it's called, where you can, if you have an Apple TV, you can actually just, you can go down, sit down in a lounge room, for example. You might have like a massive 100-inch or whatever TV screen. You can just move all your work onto that. It should be great for demos and things like that as well. So there's a lot of options there on a small machine. Probably which I haven't mentioned is the footprint. So a laptop does have a small footprint. So if you're in a small cramped space on a plane, or you only have a really small desk, having just a laptop can free up a lot of space and give you some more usable space back. Like at home, I have these two external monitors and my desk isn't huge. So I have like a mount on top of the laptop, which one of my displays sits, and another one on the right. And I don't really have that much room. Like, I've got enough room for maybe a glass of water and maybe something to have a snack on. There's not too much room I have there. So as you can see, it takes up a lot. But if I removed all of that, I would have quite a lot of space to put things up and do whatever I need to do there with that space. But anyway, that's all I really have to say. If you do have any questions or comments or, you know, pushback on this episode, please do send them through to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter or CodaCatchUp.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback. And also, just want to say a big shout out to everyone who's provided some feedback on the show. It's been really, really positive, and the show continues to grow. And I really appreciate everyone who is listening and subscribing. If you do have a spare moment, though, if you could leave a review and rating in iTunes, that would really help just get the show more visible to everyone. Do also feel free to share it around. I know a lot of people have been retweeting episodes and things like that, so I do appreciate that. But anyway, make sure you're subscribed, and we'll catch you at the next episode.